What's up, good people? It's your man BC the Marksman. Welcome to the first episode of the Purpose Personified podcast, where we're gonna be bringing a lot of purpose to life, personifying a lot of purpose. I'm here to talk about a little bit of my purpose today, coming to y'all my midday. That just means I got a job with split shifts. I got a morning shift, the afternoon shift, and some hours in the middle, so I'm here hollering at y'all. In the meantime, man, got some good stuff to talk about. I'm happy to be here, embracing the small beginning, man. We're gonna get this thing popping. We got a lot we're gonna be talking about, but today, what I want to talk about, I posted this video, man, on this topic that I've been dealing with in my personal life. I think it's kind of interesting. People had some good things to say, so I want to talk about it. But just a little background. I was born June 27th, 1986. 1986 was a dope year. You had a lot going on. I think a spaceship blew up that year. And not that that's necessarily dope, but it happened in 1986. I was born, which was another awesome explosion. And my man Rakim, he put out the Paid in Full album, instrumental you're listening to in the background. So hip hop was like getting on its way. You know what I'm saying? It had been on its way, but rappers, I would say, rappers were up and coming at this time. The DJs have been doing their thing. And me, I was born, I ended up picking up this gift of the artistry of rapping, lyricism, and people tell me I did it pretty well, and I've been at it. But if you have anywhere near a calendar, you know it's 2016. So from 86 to 16, you know I made 30 years old this year, right? And so I was having this moment, man, like, can I really be a 30-year-old rapper? Like a 30-year-old, not even just rapper, but aspiring rapper, like, hoping to be on the come up rapper, like at 30 years old, it was kind of whacked at me. So I thought, just the idea of that, not necessarily doing it for the love, I will always do it for the love, but just the idea of being somebody trying to make it in music and rapping at 30 years old, I don't know. You think kind of having, you know, some stability in life, it just seems like the time has passed for that. And so I had put this video out. I'm gonna play it for y'all real quick, and I want to talk about what some of y'all had to say.
I'm having a moment, like it's a real moment right now, where I'm 30 years old. I made 30 this year in June, and I don't know if I could just be like a 30-year-old aspiring rapper. Like, that doesn't even sound right to me. Like, it's wrong. Even with, like, I have a good job, you know what I'm saying? I could retire from the job I have if I want. Like, I could keep it. But even with, like, a good job, I don't know if I can be an aspiring rapper. Like, what do y'all think about that? Like, is it cool to be, like, 30? It's one thing if you already made it and making it and you're still doing it. But, like, a 30-year-old, like, aspiring rapper, is that even... I don't know. What you think? I think it's a wrap. So I'm in here talking to my wife.
Yeah, so... that was the video. I mean, that was my my lovely wife you heard in the background. We were just having that conversation about, you know, this whole rap thing after 30 years old. And like, man, is this something we're supposed to grow out of? Is the artistry supposed to stay with us as far as our pursuits? I mean, it's going to always be a part of me. It's a part of who I am, my makeup, my fiber, my DNA. You know what I'm saying? I've been at this since 5 or 6 years old, literally. And so, you know, it is what it is. But I posted this up, and some people that love me, people that got a lot of love for me, had a lot to say. And I just kind of, I'm gonna read a little bit of what they was talking about, and then y'all hit me on the email, man, and let me know what y'all think. That email is bcthemarksman@gmail.com. It's that simple. That's all one word, all correct spelling. So let me pull up some of these comments people left. All right, here we go. My man Gregory Danner, he said, why aspiring? What does that mean? You're a rapper. You don't have to eat off of it. This is a disconnect I have with a lot of lyricists. I grew up playing the jazz sax. It's almost impossible to make a living off of that. Might as well be a professional accordion player. Nobody I knew thought about doing it for a living, we just did it. Then with making beats and lyrics, there are suddenly people famous off of it. So people feel bad as if they're not. I don't get it. There are people who practice scales 2 hours every day and so on and so on. And so I hear what he's saying. It's like, you know, do what you do. Forget about making it, so to speak. My bro Javier Reyes, he said, the world needs to hear what you have to say. Actors act in their 90s. Poets never die. I agree with that. Pretty good stuff. My sis Chetty said, I don't see you as an aspiring rapper. I see you as a rapper, artist, period. There's actually a lot of different ways to have a career with music. One is making music for movies and films. I learned that at a summit I went to. This manager from Sony has an artist that ghostwrites and makes songs for TV shows and movies. Bless up, bruh. Yeah, I'm with that, My man Jermaine, the wordsmith Jermaine Hughes, straight out of Oakland. Pray for him. That's great. That's a great question, honestly. And I like what others have to say. I think that getting big from it isn't as much as an option as it used to be. However, I also know that you don't do it for the fame. So maybe doing it with different motives is an option. I also think taking other roles as you've been doing and considering ghostwriting, producing, and such can keep you inspired and involved. If not the main dude on stage. I'm with that. My sis Yaya Sorrell, does being a rapper depend on whether other people know you as a rapper or as a part of your identity? If you see the world, through the glorious eyes of hip hop, if God has given you this awesome talent that inspires people wherever you go, you are a rapper, my dear friend. I'm a writer. I no longer aspire to be such. Meaning she a writer. She ain't trying to be. I like that. My book will be on sale mid-September. I'm going to get the name of that, and I'm going to push that for you, too. I may not reach Maya Angelou status, but whoever reads it will be blessed because God gave it to me to write. My ability to write is not based on how many know my name. It's based on whether I'm effective for God's glory. You, dear brother, your art is beautiful. I was deeply moved and encouraged by your music. You are a rapper, a husband, okay, so on. And so I'm with y'all. My brother Sam Richardson said, it comes and goes, man. Other things become more important than it. I do it for the love. I'll make music forever and drop something when everything else is good. Music is a suckhole. It costs a lot of money with very little return. Okay, I hear y'all. My sis Lolisha said, I think it would be a shame before God, as her supervisor would say, for you to be as gifted as you are and stop. I think you should rap as long as it lights you up. You have something to say, and I think you should share that message as long as there's an audience, because you're not trying to blow up. There's no pressure. You are simply glorifying God with your gift. My brother Benny said, everyone's hit you with some great input. I agree, Benny. And I agree. Do what you love, man. You were a huge inspiration to me when I first met you. The game needs you. Keep grinding, bro. Bless up. So, man, I appreciate all this. Like, y'all are dope, for real. I got some dope people that chimed in on this post, and I'm glad y'all actually did chime in. My sis Ashley Rain, she said, hold on, where to go? 30 is not old. You're talking like you're 50. All right, so maybe I'll go through this again when I'm 50. But in the meantime, man, I hear y'all. It's not necessarily even about the pursuit or trying to blow up or be famous. I mean, looking at the industry today, I don't even know if I would really want to do what it takes to be famous in this industry today. I mean, you're going to end up compromising the art anyway, because it's a whole lot of trash rap going on. But yeah, man, I was never talking about just putting it down totally, but you know, sometimes you do start to kind of question, like, am I wasting my time? Like, what is this really for? But to hear that it touches people, it encourages people, and it inspires people, for me, that's it. That's the goal right there. That's the whole aim, man. I love the media of exchange of putting out music and just getting people's response. And if it can inspire somebody and encourage somebody to do what they do or live well, whatever the case may be, man, it's dope to me. It's down. I'm down with it, man. That's just a part of what's exciting in life, you know? And I must say also that, like, I'm a real firm believer that God, our creator, man, he created us knowing what makes us tick, what makes us boom. I believe he knows it even better than us, man, our likes, our dislikes, and it's definitely no accident. He definitely gave that to us for a reason, and us needing, you know, him needing us to be who we are, you know what I'm saying, exactly who we are, so he can reach other people through us, man. And so I'll do that, you know what I'm saying? I'll do that forever, you know what I'm saying? Put out my art if it'll inspire somebody else. Because I know, me personally, I am an inspiration junkie. I think, you know, a big part of, I do photography, and that's a big part of it to me. It's just like, dope shots is just so inspiring. And so I know, you know, for me, I look around, I look at y'all, I look at the people in my, you know, social media sphere, and I look for inspiration, man, to do what I do. So I feel like I'ma definitely keep returning that favor, putting that out to people, man. That's, you know, my part, my duty in the world. And man, if it pleases God, then, you know, all the more. Win-win situation. Hit me up, man. What is your duty in the world? What do you aspire to be? What are you inspired by? What are you passionate about? What do you do? Email me. Let's talk. Like, I really want to holler at y'all. See what y'all up to, man. This is my real small beginning. Like, I'm embracing this small beginning with the podcast, and you know, looking forward to my other ambitions and things that God has given me. But I want to hear from y'all, man. I'm hoping to get enough emails from y'all to need to do another episode on this one topic about, you know, just glorifying God and what we do, or just going in with your passion regardless of what the outcome may be. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up. That email again is bcthemarksman@gmail.com. All one word, everything spelled correctly. That's Marksman. Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's turn this show into something dope. It's definitely gonna get a lot deeper at times, a lot funnier at times, a lot, you know, everything. So let's just keep it going, man. I gotta get out of here, get back to work. My wife thinks she saw a mouse, so I gotta go be double O Negro real quick. And then I'll see you on the next one. Purpose Personified Podcast. We out.